The lack of any grand bargain on arms control or anything else should not deceive you about the importance of the Clinton-Putin encounter, especially to President Putin.
NPR's senior news analyst, Daniel Shore.
What Putin wanted most, he mainly got, a prestige boost from association on his home turf with the head of the great superpower. And if that contributes to stability in Russia, then the United States got something too. One cannot exaggerate the sensitivity of a Russian leader to signs of American regard or disregard. In 1959, I saw Nikita Khrushchev on his American tour blow up when he thought he was being baited by American officials. Putin, on the other hand, discloses in his autobiography how moved he was at the Asian-Pacific summit in New Zealand last September when Clinton came up to him and escorted him to applause from the conference room. Deep in the collective Russian psyche lies the idea of the Vojd, the ruler, the big boss in charge of everything. The Vojd could be the Tsar, or Lenin, or Stalin, or Khrushchev at first, until he lost his grip on power and was unseated. Mikhail Gorbachev never made it to Vojd, and Boris Yeltsin became a national joke. And so now Putin, the KGB guy, who has started consolidating power by naming 7 hand-picked commissars to limit the autonomy of the regions, and by signaling through a raid on one media tycoon that he doesn't want a lot of trouble with the press. He says he will pursue a dictatorship of the law, whatever that means. And he wants respect, especially American respect. Which is why, having made his first Western trip to Britain, it was important to him that Clinton come to Moscow before he visited the United States. What Putin's regime will be like remains largely an enigma, perhaps even to himself. He has to deal with the oligarchs who have been ripping off the country. He has to get people to pay taxes. He needs an infusion of Western money. He has to provide evidence that he is pursuing free market reform. He has to do something about a Chechen uprising that won't quit. A tall order for the man who would be Vojd. But having Clinton in Moscow to pay his respects was a big help. This is Daniel Shore.